This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has agreed on a congressional map at its final meeting. The map now goes to the Colorado Supreme Court for approval. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new map is largely modeled after Colorado's current congressional boundaries, while making room for the state's newest 8th congressional district. It will stretch along the I-25 corridor north of Denver. The map creates 4 Democratic seats, 3 Republican ones, and a competitive seat. After a lengthy discussion and multiple rounds of voting, commissioners agreed to it overwhelmingly. This caps off the state's new process of having a public commission, not state lawmakers, redraw the congressional boundaries. State House maps are being approved by a separate independent commission and won't be final for a few more weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
About 39,000 COVID-19 tests can be administered each day in Colorado, but the supply of tests far outweighs demand. Emily Trevante directs the state laboratory. She says she's scaled up capacity.
We're currently averaging 8,930 tests per day at these sites, or over 60,000 tests per week. We are well within our current testing capacity. We're only using about 27% of the capacity that's currently available statewide.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the state was only able to perform about 160 tests per day. Capacity has continued to increase, including in schools, thanks to federal aid. The state has shipped more than 70,000 rapid at-home COVID-19 tests to Coloradans. Grand Junction is at 51 degrees. The high today will be 62. Stay warm, stay tuned. This is CPR and KRCC.